From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It is crunch time with a dollar sign for Sacramento. The city is facing a looming shortfall, estimated to be around $66 million. But during Tuesday's city council meeting, city manager Howard Chan released a draft of Sacramento's budget proposal for the next fiscal year, which kicks off July 1. It's a budget proposal that promises to address the deficit while minimizing cuts to key services and employees. And that's not the only new development to drop on Tuesday. Mayor Daryl Steinberg and District 2 Councilmember Sean Tao announced a new proposal for Camp Resolution that is a city-sanctioned, self-governed homeless encampment that the city is planning to close this month. Joining us with the latest updates from City Hall is Cap Radio Sacramento government reporter Kristen Lamb. Hey, Kristen.
Hey, Vicky.
So let's get a recap of how we got to this point when it comes to the budget. The city is projecting a $66 million budget deficit. Where did the shortfall come from?
It's because costs are rising faster than the amount of money the city is making or receiving, so it's not because of a recession. Tax revenues also didn't grow as much as the city expected when the council approved the current budget last year. Other reasons for it are inflation and increased labor, pension, and insurance costs. The city also isn't getting any more of one-time federal funding it got for COVID relief between 2020 and 2022. It used some of the more than $200 million on services like food justice programs, and now it has to decide whether to continue some of them. And it's not at all a surprise. Around this time last year, staff warned the city that the city could see a deficit of $24.5 million for this budget cycle and said that the problem could increase in the next 5 years unless the council makes some major changes.
Yeah, so that initial projection went up to $66 billion. So when it comes down to it, what are the city's priorities when it comes to closing this deficit?
Since they began discussing the budget in February, they've said they've had three goals. One, to not lay off city employees. Two, to reduce city services and increase revenues. And also to decrease expenses. They aren't opposed to eliminating vacant positions they had planned on hiring, though.
Okay, so why did the city prioritizing not cutting staff?
In discussions earlier this year, City Council member Karina Talamanta said retaining staff is a major cost-saving measure because then you got to do less work to hire and train people. It's also worth noting that finance staff say that raises included in the nearly a dozen city employee union contracts approved last year are contributing to the shortfall. But Mayor Daryl Steinberg said the raises are modest, considering how far behind Sacramento's pay is compared to other cities. And it's also worth noting that the current council is very pro-labor, especially Talamantes, Katie Maple, Mai Vang, and Katie Valenzuela.
So this budget proposal comes from city manager Howard Chan. He is the one who unveiled it on Tuesday's city council meeting. What does it contain?
It's a balanced $1.6 billion budget that includes a pretty even mix of one-time and ongoing measures to address the shortfall, which means they'll have to make some tough decisions again next year. It proposes increasing fees, reducing services, and getting rid of 44 vacant jobs. It also carries over extra funds from the previous fiscal year and proposes canceling the typical contribution to the city's rainy day fund.
But there has to be, there's a deficit, though. There's a shortfall. So where's the city making cuts?
Yeah, one big one is ending $1 million of city funding for a SAC-RT program that lets youth ride buses and light rail for free. It's to be determined whether the program could continue with funding from another agency or SAC-RT itself. It'll also end free electric car charging in city garages and free parking meters on Sundays. People would have to pay for both if the budget gets approved as is. And residents could also end up paying more to rent community center rooms and sports fields. Like renting an adult sports field at Land Park could increase from 18 per hour to 25 per hour.
And this is just a proposal. There's still steps that need to happen before this becomes finalized. City Council hearings on the proposed budget don't start until next week, but have officials already commented on City Manager Chan's plan to close this shortfall?
Yeah. Steinberg shared his initial thoughts with me and a couple other reporters after this week's meeting. Here's how he describes what's next.
We can balance this budget without laying city workers off, without deep cuts in city services. And now the city council takes that template and we look to see what options we have, what trade-offs we have. We look at some of the cuts. And there are some cuts that, you know, that may and undoubtedly will cause the council some concern. And then we'll look at, okay, how do we change those out? We want to make sure that we minimize the impact on all our communities, but especially our traditionally disadvantaged communities, right? When it comes to accessing community centers and public facilities, this is really important. So we're going to look at this very carefully.
Okay, so we heard from the mayor. When can the public weigh in on this proposed budget?
They can give public comments at a total of 7 meetings held by the council, the budget committee, and the Measure U Commission over the next month. And just as a reminder, the Measure U Oversight Commission gives recommendations to the council on how to spend the 1 cent sales tax city residents last voted on in 2018. People can either speak in person or send written comments online or, you know, go directly to their city council member or to the mayor to share what they think.
Okay. So this is a budget for a fiscal year which kicks off July 1. When does it need to be finalized?
Before July 1st, but the city council is scheduled to approve it on June 11th.
Okay, so a little over a month from now. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with CAP Radio Sacramento government reporter Kristen Lam about new developments at City Hall following Tuesday's city council meeting. Another big topic that Sacramento is facing comes down to the city-sanctioned, self-governed homeless encampment known as Camp Resolution. What does the city want to do with the property?
In late March, the city gave notice for residents to leave the property by May 16th, so that's about 2 weeks from now. The city, which owns the partially paved lot, said it intends to close the camp. It's located at Colfax Street and Arden Way. It's looking to close it mainly because of environmental concerns. Steinberg has also said that, there's not running water, electricity on the site, and that there's been some safety concerns with people setting up tents outside of the Camp Resolution lot itself. And it's worth noting that Sacramento County District Attorney Tin Ho threatened to sue the city for allowing people to live on what he calls a toxic site. The Sacramento Bee has also reported that permission from a water board to allow trailers on the site ends June 1st. The city had to get a document called a variance because of vapor contamination there.
So then what were the terms of the original lease agreement with Camp Resolution?
Right. When the city signed the lease last year, they did it with Safe Ground Sacramento, so not actually directly with the residents themselves, although they did have an attorney help represent their interests. And a major point was that the city agreed to allow people to live there until they all obtained permanent housing. It's supposed to renew every 120 days until then. Other terms included allowing residents to run the camp themselves through a resident council.
Okay, but people still live there. It's at capacity. There are people sleeping outside of the camp trying to get in. We've had these conversations on Insight before. So what has been the response from residents there at the camp, given that they have about 2 weeks to vacate the property?
Yeah, they're still saying that they plan to stay and are pushing the city to honor the lease agreement that they would be allowed to remain until they all get permanent housing. Tawana James lives at Camp Resolution. Here's what she told the council on Tuesday.
You guys are not going to sit here and tell you're going to put us in permanent housing and then just, you know, try to take it back. There's people, there's mostly women in there. I don't want to go back out there. I don't.
Homeless women are dying.
They're dying out there. And you guys can't, you don't feel it in your heart for us, then that's sad. Because we're somebody. We are somebody in this world. And you guys made a contract with us, and now you want to take it back. And it's not right at all.
Okay, so then what are the current state of negotiations between residents and the city?
Attorney Anthony Prince represents the residents there. He told me that he gave the city notice that if they don't rescind the eviction letter, he'll sue the city for breaking the terms of the lease. He initially gave them a deadline of May 9th, but yesterday he told me he plans to move it up to this coming Monday, May 6th.
Okay, so that wasn't the only development that's been new about Camp Resolution. Also on Tuesday, there is this new proposal from city leadership about what they want to do with Camp Resolution. So what is this new proposal?
Steinberg and Councilmember Tao are proposing the city look into giving the site to an affordable housing developer that can agree to build housing there. And Tao, who recently joined the council, represents the district the camp is located in. Instead of selling it at market rate, Steinberg said the city could work out terms to help make a housing project financially feasible. He said the first lots could be offered to people who currently live at the camp. Here he is explaining why he thinks the proposal is important.
That we actually put out some positive and constructive ideas and not just make this a narrative about, well, we're shutting this down on this date and people are then are going to have to just go find their own way. That's not what this is about. It's not what we intend. It's not what we're doing. We believe it needs to be closed, but we want to work with the residents. We want to work with Safe Ground. We want to find safe alternatives that are temporary. And we have some ideas, and we believe we have some capacity. And we want to begin a process to seriously consider building low-income housing with city land so that these residents can come back to a community that is something they can really be proud of.
So even if this proposal goes forward, the land is given to another organization, it becomes affordable housing. Building housing takes time. So what is the plan for where the residents at Camp Resolution would go in the meantime?
Nothing official yet, but Steinberg said the temporary shelter site at Roseville Road in North Sacramento has capacity and is one possibility. It's about a 5-mile drive away and has sleeping cabins as well as trailers.
Okay, so what has been the response to this latest suggestion for Camp Resolution?
Prince, who represents Camp Resolution residents, says they have concerns over whether agreements reached in the city lease signed last year would transfer to a new owner. Here's his overall take on the land transfer proposal.
What the city's trying to do now is cram something down people's throats under the threat of closing the camp. That is totally unacceptable, not in good faith, and a violation of the lease itself.
District Attorney Ho also wasn't impressed with it. In an emailed statement, he said it's disingenuous because it's not financially realistic for a nonprofit to fix the environmental issues at the site. He also said it's an attempt for the city to avoid liability.
Yeah, and just to remind people of the background between the county and the city, District Attorney Ho has lawsuits against the city over homeless encampments. So remind us, where does all of that stand between the county and the city?
Yeah, back in September, Ho sued the city over not doing more to deal with homeless encampments in general. He claimed the city created a public nuisance. This was after months of making threats, press conferences held by both him and Steinberg, and like public letters from the city attorney and, you know, calling it political ploys and that sort of thing. You might also remember that he amended the complaint about claiming that the city was allowing unhoused people to pollute the American River, and then there were counter arguments about how it's really goose poop that's doing that. And so the general case about homeless encampments has been in case management over the past few months, but there's a hearing at 9 a.m. tomorrow, and a judge will rule whether the case can continue.
Okay, so all of this is still in limbo. Finally, Kristen, where does the city and Camp Resolution go from here? What are the next steps?
The Sacramento Homeless Union and Camp Resolution are actually holding a press conference right now to share what they believe their legal standing is. It's unclear whether the city will keep the May 16th deadline for people to leave the camp, since Steinberg has said that he wants to work with the residents. And we'll see if Camp Resolution ends up filing a lawsuit next week.
Kristen, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Kristen Lam is Cap Radio's Sacramento government reporter, and we've been talking about Sacramento's proposed budget, which aims to close a $66 million projected shortfall, as well as updates to Camp Resolution, that is a city-sanctioned homeless encampment, which the city plans to close this month, but is still in limbo. Up next, a journalist spent 7 years in San Joaquin Valley rice fields alongside one Hmong woman, overcoming language barriers and building a relationship that transformed into a powerful literary portrait. The author of The Hungry Season joins us. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.